Are you brave enough to let go of the reins?
I'm just trying to stay on the horse.
And me too. I'm not even brave enough to get on the horse.
Have you ever been bucked off a horse? I don't know how much horse. No. We've never talked about horseback riding. I got bucked off a horse when I was 5.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Scarred for life. I don't ride horses very often. I have yet to be bucked off a horse, and I'm planning on keeping it that way.
Well, kudos.
Do you remember much about it?
Oh, yeah. I remember my grandpa was so mad, and I thought, boy, this poor horse. But no, he was mad at me.
What was he mad at you for? Did you like spur the horse or something?
Well, I didn't know anything about the horse. And of course, he had been around horses his whole life. Mm-hmm. And so he knew a lot about them. He was frustrated that I did not have control of the horse. And so, but I'm 5 or 6 years old.
Well, no kidding.
Kudos to him. He put me back up on the horse and then taught me how to control the horse and how to be in charge.
What did you learn about controlling the horse?
I actually don't remember the all of the techniques. I do remember the feeling that I had, though. And I do remember how he shifted everything towards, this is now what you need to do. And I ended up riding that horse, and it was fine, and no more bucked off. I do think one of the things he told me, and maybe the equestrian people out there can validate this, the horse felt my fear. Like there was some trepidation and fear, because I had never done it. It was first time. And so
you're 5, totally understandable. Yeah. But that's interesting. The horse would pick up on that.
But that, I think we're talking
a whole nother level to what we're talking about today. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
We're going to talk about demonstrating courage. And we also want to do a little celebration here. So first of all, by the time this episode is published, we will be a few weeks past Mother's Day. And we want to celebrate all of the mothers out there, because we know you're engaged in the job that is the toughest job out there, the hardest job, and that is parenting. So go moms. Yay, moms. You're doing a great job.
Only 364 more days to go before we finally start to give you the credit you actually deserve or come close to it.
Yeah.
One day does not do it justice.
I know you have great respect and love for your mom, and I do as well. I don't know where I'd be without my mom.
Oh, my gosh. And then I look at my kids, and I don't know where my kids would be without their mom. And yeah, just MVP.
Yeah. And then for the dads, this is going to be published before Father's Day, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so we want to recognize the fathers.
Yay, dads.
For their great part in this whole thing called parenting. And, you know, we have these different roles, and it's not easy. And some of our parents, Nate, they're doing it on their own, too.
Oh, man.
And that makes it even more challenging. So we just want you to know we love you. We recognize all of your courageous action that you take.
And it can't get said enough. One of the biggest things that we as parents can do to help ourselves out is recognize the good things that we do. Making sure that we're giving ourselves credit, counting the wins, stacking the wins that we have as a parent, even if it's the tiniest little thing, because you do so many things right as a parent, and we tend to dwell on the things that we mess up. So don't feel bad about giving yourself credit for the things you do well, because there's plenty of them. The end.
I like that. Nice little tribute there. So speaking of stacking the wins, we want to do a little celebration. This is more meaningful for those of you that have been with us from the beginning, and you've watched our journey from audio only, trying to figure things out. But this is, Mr. Crandall, Coach Crandall, this is our 100th episode.
Drum roll. 100.
So I thought, we're just going to give ourselves a little bit of a pat on the back. We're not going to get prideful. We're not going to get soft. We're not going to
modeling, but it's not a bad thing to do.
True. So as I was prepping for this, I was thinking about some of the courage that was required for us to start this episode. Or
not just this episode, the whole show.
The whole, all 100 episodes.
To get to this episode.
And it started really with our, you know, sitting around and okay, we're high performance coaching. I was just starting to get into it. You've been into it for a few years before me. And we were talking about a joint project. And we talked about coaches. We talked about players. And then the P word came up. The parents. And when we're out there in the teen sports world, we hear a lot about parents. And we just decided, what if we did something with the parents that could help thousands of them and in turn create a ripple effect and help thousands and thousands of teens? And one of the ways we decided to do this was, well, let's start with a podcast. See if we can shape our message. See if we can create some helpful content for busy, high-achieving, high-performing parents that are driving around, going crazy, getting to this practice, that practice, this game, this show, this play. And here we are at 100. So I'm interested to hear your viewpoint on where you thought we demonstrated some courage in taking this on and putting ourselves out there publicly.
Well, it's just, I've never really pictured myself as trying to be anything like this. Like, this was just such a foreign thing. And as we went through the process, when we started moving to video, I have zero desire to be a YouTube personality at all. And so this idea of doing these things on video kind of freaks me out a little bit. And there's just been little courageous jumps all along the way. And a lot of it's just, you know, you talk about faith, just carving out the time to record, you know, making sure that we're always doing this. One thing that just amazes me is the consistency that we've been able to do this 100 weeks in a row now.
And every Monday.
Yeah. And that took some courage and that took some sacrifice. Because there's definitely been some times when it's like, are we making a difference? Are we doing anything? But we just continue to put stuff out there and find time to do the best that we can to try to help. The other thing I wanted to recognize with the courage is choosing to help the parents specifically. Because I know we've been coaches, and so we talk a lot about the coach side of things and being able to see it like that. But it took, at least for me, a lot of courage to say, you know what? The parent-child relationship is the single most important relationship in our society, I would argue. As far as holding it together, having you look at all the success metrics and everything, when people have good relationships with their parents, everything gets better. And so it was kind of courageous to say, you know what, that's a relationship that we want to try to help and foster in people.
I agree with you. It would have been easier for me just to start doing private coaching, basketball mm-hmm. training. I believe I could have filled up my schedule with that. I think this is and not to say that that wouldn't be a beneficial thing and be helpful to a lot of teens and players. I think we're casting a wider net. And I do think it's more challenging that we're going, we're targeting the parents. Because we recognize that this is a pretty niche podcast, that we are specifically speaking to parents of high school athletes and, yep. and performers and younger teens. And yeah, I mean, we had to learn how to record, how to edit, how to publish. We
do the music,
we
put everything together.
The thing that I'm probably most excited about, and you mentioned it, is the longevity, because one of the things that actually was discouraging to us at first, I don't know if you remember this, was the fact that there are several million with an M, million dead podcasts out there with terrific hosts. Terrific content a terrific theme, a great mission, and they last under 12 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then done, gone. And so we had to be really strategic and intentional about how do we create quality audio? How do we not break the bank on this? How do we not overextend ourselves? I like the way that we just decided, hey, let's start this and see if we can get to 5 episodes.
I'm going to find a way.
And then let's get to 10. Then let's get to 15. And here we are at 100. So enough of that boring stuff. Let's talk about...
I do want to take a minute to thank the people that have been with us listening for a long time. We have people that we know of that have been listening consistently for a very long time. And man, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for showing the courage to listen to a couple of guys that have a message they're really passionate about. And we hope that it's added value to your important relationship. So thank you so much for being with us.
And we want to thank all of the newest listeners. And we've been on YouTube for a while, but we have not pushed YouTube. We've really only pushed it for a few weeks. And so it's nice to see our listenership grow. And we would encourage you to pass this on to another parent of a teen athlete or performer. The name of our podcast is also the name of our YouTube channel. Just the Stop Parenting and Start Coaching podcast. Push the subscribe button.
Right over there. Just hit it. So let's talk about that question that we started out with. Are you brave enough to let go of the reins?
Ooh.
We got into a little bit about the story about the horse, but really what this comes down to is just straight up courage. And as a parent, one of the most challenging things that we have to have courage as our kids start to get a little bit older is we have to start to let go of those reins a little bit so they can really figure out who they are and what they can do.
And I've noticed that is hard. I've noticed this too, Nate. It's easier for me to be courageous about parenting my friends' teens.
That's so
I am
true.
So courageous. I will let go of the reins and I will explain that this is somewhat with our audience.
Absolutely.
We're giving you ideas. We're giving you questions to ask, different strategies to experiment with your teens. And that's actually the easy part. We face the same challenge though with our own children.
Just taking that courageous leap. And, you know, there's so many little things that we do. We give them the keys to the car and we let them go. And that's a great metaphor. And that one we kind of have to do. But how many other little things like that could we do that could show our kids how much we trust them, how much we believe in them, how proud we are of them? And we can foster that relationship as we show more courage and giving them a little bit more opportunity to do things.
Yes, and I agree, and I want to point out too, we talk about this quite a bit. You don't have to be a perfect parent. We certainly are not perfect parents, and your teen doesn't actually need a perfect parent, but your teen does need a brave parent.
Absolutely. And one of the ways that we can be brave is to embrace our challenges. Like where are you as a parent showing courage, not necessarily in how you're handling your kid, but at other places in your life? And that's a fun question to ponder because it kind of gets you to that place where you're like, oh man, where could I demonstrate a little bit more courage and let my kid see that?
That is one of my favorite questions. Where can I demonstrate courage? Another way to say it too is where can I step up a little bit more? And I think there's always room for us to step up somewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going through my head, even with my adult children. So my kids are not teens anymore. And I know for a fact that the same questions that we're using with parents of teens, some of those same questions need to be asked to your adult children and sometimes to your spouse as well. And so I'm past the teen. I know in the last episode you talked about being past, you're past the teen. You're coming out of the teen years. Your last one is 19.
Yep. Got about four months left.
Mine are in the 20s and 30s. They're out of the teens. However, that does not mean that the necessity of courage has disappeared on my part. Yeah, I do think it. Yeah, newsflash, parents, you may, when they're in their 20s and 30s, you may wish they were back in their teens.
Yep. But that's why you practice courage now with your teen athletes and performers, because when they get older, you're going to really need that courage.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, coach, you know that sometimes I like to go opposite and define what something is not.
Yeah.
Because it helps us to identify something undesirable, something that we shouldn't do, and something that we have seen. And some people would applaud this as courageous. And we might ruffle a few feathers on this one, but
possibly.
That's okay. Courage sometimes requires some feather ruffling. So yeah. Well, give me an example of something that we see, have seen, probably will continue to happen with the parent-teen
so
dynamic.
Courage in general isn't the big heroic action. It might take some courage for those, but that's, we kind of glorify that. And we tend to think that's what courage is, the big, really, really courageous action. And that carries over into parenting. And often we think that we have to do something big and amazing or something really public to demonstrate courage, like a mama bear type situation, like something happens to your kid at school. And we might think that the courageous action is to go rushing into the office down there and go scorched earth on the school and get that teacher fired and threaten lawsuits and all that. And we think courage is big and loud and in your face and threatening and just being protective. Too many times we think that's what courage looks like. And when we realize that courage doesn't have to be this big, monstrous public show of strength or a force, it can help us to understand more about the meaningful courage that really makes an impact, especially on our kids.
Sorry, I was just distracted there. I was hearing yelling in the school main office in my head there.
And we're not saying that you shouldn't be protective and looking out for your kids, but courage isn't going crazy about it.
Right. I would argue that so many of our listening parents out there are demonstrating and exhibiting courage in these smaller bits consistently over time. And okay, yeah, we maybe not, you maybe won't get a book or a movie written about those. But when you're talking about the collective, the stacking of the wins and on a consistent basis. I mean, I'm going to talk about the single parents for a minute. And it's not just moms, but also dads. What they're required to do and some of the courage that they're required to exhibit when they don't have that second half of the parental relationship that's present all of the time. Mm-hmm. That's tough. That is tough. I mean, that is really, really tough. And they could easily shrink and settle. But I see so often where they demonstrate courage, they step up, they take on the challenges of being a single parent.
You know what? You've been in this situation. You know what the single biggest courageous act that a lot of those single parents take? They ask for help. That takes a ton of courage sometimes. While we were talking about this, I was thinking about some of the parents that I've coached, the ones that I actually respect the most. As a coach, I haven't been perfect. None of us are as coaches. And I've had some parents approach me in a very calm, respectful manner and have some tough conversations. but the way that they did it showed a lot of quiet courage that left me feeling nothing but respect for them and how they handled things and the model that they were showing for their kids and how they chose to approach a mistake that I as a coach had made. And so I think that, you know, off your single parent thing and then just thinking about that, it's the small acts that really equate to the courage that we want to model as parents for our kids. The courage to have the tough conversation, the courage to approach something in a quiet, respectful, dignified way, but still get things done. The courage to ask for help when we're really struggling with something, because that takes a ton of courage too. It's the little courageous things that make the biggest difference.
That's something I had not thought about. I'm glad you brought that up, but I think you're right on. We sometimes our pride gets in the way. Mm-hmm. We're afraid of looking foolish. We're afraid of, if we ask for help, that means that we're somehow inadequate. Yeah, I think you're right on there. What are some questions that parents could ask themselves? Let's finish up with some questions that will help them to think more about how they can demonstrate courage.
How would my relationship with my teen benefit if I started asking more questions than giving directions?
When was the last time I owned a mistake in front of my teen?
What's one fear that you as a parent could share to help normalize struggle for your teen? I share my fear and it makes them feel more comfortable and possibly sharing something that they're scared of too.
I think that's a much better approach than just saying toughen up.
Yep.
Which I have never been guilty of doing that, by the way.
Man up.
Yeah. I think this is a good one, Nate, because I think this is a really good starter question, especially for a couple. And that is, it would work for a single parent too. What does brave parenting look like?
Yeah.
Create a description of it. What does it look like? Because then you can start getting to some how-tos.
And it helps you with the like you were talking about, the what it isn't and what it is. Brave parenting for us looks like this. It isn't this.
Got anything else?
I don't think so. I think that's a really good one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that wow. Counseling when together. And sometimes that's in and of itself is a brave thing. Are you connecting with your partner and teaming together? Because doing it on your own is really hard. But as parents, we often forget that we have a teammate.
For sure. Teamwork works. And I love the word, we've used the phrase demonstrate courage. I really love the word demonstrate in front of courage, mm-hmm. instead of have courage. And I think have courage is great, but if we all took the challenge as parents and coaches, because you know we want you to shift from parenting to coaching, if we took the challenge to demonstrate courage, that puts us into action.
And that's where we all want to be.
So happy belated Mother's Day 2025. Happy coming up Father's Day 2025. And we hope that you are courageous. We stay on the horse. And if you get bucked off, get right back on.
Nate Crandall and Steve Galley would like to thank you for tuning in to this episode. If you love what you're experiencing and learning from the Stop Parenting and Start Coaching podcast, please like, comment, and or leave a glowing review of this episode and the show. And to further help Nate and Steve expand their reach and impact thousands of parents, athletes, and performers, please share the show and subscribe to the Stop Parenting and Start Coaching podcast channel on YouTube. And if you want to explore further to see what Nate and Steve are creating to help parents of athletes and performers everywhere, please visit their website at createtransformbecome.com. That's createtransformbecome.com. There you will find a growing number of tools and resources to help you elevate your parenting. Thanks again for tuning in. Now go create a magical relationship with your athlete or performer.